Well, we've got two games finished up tonight here at Mound City. Two more big games coming your way tonight here on Sunny. And the game played earlier tonight, our 4:30 contest in girls action, saw the Rockport Blue Jays defeating South Holt 64-19. In the boys game completed just a few moments ago, it was Mid-Buchanan over East Atchison 74-64. Up next, we switch back to girls basketball. It's going to be East Atchison and Mid-Buchanan, the same two schools that just faced off a moment ago in boys action. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups now. First of all, for East Atchison, there we'll go with Briseida Jimenez. She is a senior. Riley Simp. Simp is a freshman. Grace Cottle. Cottle, a junior. Rainey Nordhusen, a senior. And Zoe Madren. Madren is also a senior. Those will be the five starters for Coach Joe Unternauer and the East Atchison girls. For the Mid-Buchanan Dragons, they're coached by Coach Carly Moss. They'll go with Maya Dillman. Dillman is junior. Avery Meyer is just a sophomore. Myla Flynn, a sophomore. Avani Kenzora, a senior. And Tatum Moss. Moss is a sophomore. Those will be the five starters for Mid-Buchanan. We're a couple of minutes away from the introduction of the starting lineups and the opening tip-off. The next game coming up, our nightcap tonight, will be boys action, Mound City, and Bishop LeBlanc. We've got time for one more break here before we tip this thing up. We'll be back in 2 minutes, a two-minute timeout, here on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Mound City High School. We're getting set for tip-off between the Mid-Buchanan Dragon ladies and the East Atchison.
Well, we've got a minute here. Once again, we want to invite all of our listeners around Northwest Missouri to be with us this Thursday night. No, we won't be here at the Mound City Tournament. We're going to be in St. Joseph, Missouri, Missouri Western State University, the Rockport Blue Jays, 13-0 on the football season, playing for a state championship against the Tigers of Worth County. That's a kickoff set for 7 o'clock Thursday night. Our pregame show begins at 6:30. And we certainly encourage everybody to around Northwest Missouri here to make it down to St. Joe and support the Blue Jays in person if you can. But if you can't be there, we'd love to have you join us for our broadcast here on Sunny. Cody Schwong's going to be joining me for that broadcast live from Spratt Stadium in St. Joseph. Again, that's Thursday night at 7 o'clock kickoff, Missouri 8-man state championship football, the Rockford Blue Jays. They're only 13-0 on the season, and their opponent 12-1. Their opponent's only loss to Rockford by 8 points on the season opener way back on August 29th. And I wonder when those kids walked off the field back on the 29th of August, if either of them dreamed they'd be squaring off again 2.5 months later for a championship. Going to be fun. We're looking forward to it. All right, we're ready to move into our third game of the evening. Girls basketball, East Atchison, Mid-Buchanan. East Atchison with the white numbers on the black jerseys. I like that better than the orange. Green on white for Mid-Buchanan. Here's the tip. It'll be controlled by the Dragons with the basketball. They'll set their offense. Gilman at the top of the key. Feeds it to the left side to Moss underneath. Shot is up and good. That was quick. Myla Flynn with the first 2 points of the ball game in the opening seconds here. Flynn with a nice move under the basket. Into forecourt with the dribble. Comes Cottle with the basketball. Cottle has it knocked out of her hand. Chases it down. A cross-court pass comes to Simp. Simp with the dribble. She picks up her dribble. Finds Cottle in the paint. Ball is tipped away and stolen. Dragons on the attack offensively. Underneath driving layup for the Dragons. Up and good. Quickly, Tatum Moss. And it's 4-0. Right out of the gate here for Mid-Buchanan in the first minute of play. On the dribble with it is Cottle. Cottle works to the corner, left side of the free throw lane. Ball is tipped away and stolen back the other direction. Stolen right back, picked up coming from right to left. Now is Jimenez. Jimenez gets it back, and the ball is turned. They had three turnovers back to back. Jimenez loses the ball and goes out of bounds. Make that four turnovers in a matter of 10 seconds. Hot potato down there, Dylan.
4 points, four turnovers. We've played a minute.
Wow. Fast-paced action here. These young ladies came to play. Here's East Atchison on the dribble up court with the ball. It's Rainey Nordhausen. Nordhausen, a cross-court pass. Comes over with it to Grace Cottle. Cottle dribbles around the defender all the way to the corner. Baseline, deep baseline right side. Tried to pass it inside the paint, and the ball is stolen away. With the steal comes Avery Meyer. Underneath the basket on the left side. Here's a long three that's up and off. No good. Ball tipped around, safe from going out of bounds, and the Dragons have the basketball. Another long three. Up and off, no good. This time the ball gets away out of bounds. I think it was touched last down there by East Atchison.
We'll stay. Mid-Buchanan ball. 4-0 is the Mid-Buchanan lead here. 6:22 remaining in the first quarter. So early goings of game three here from Mound City.
East Atchison ready to inbound on the baseline under their own basket. They lob it up to the top. Comes up to Moss. There's a three from the left elbow that's up and off, no good. Jimenez with a rebound. Down court quickly, they come across the timeline. Here come the Wolves with the basketball. Nordhausen hands it up top to the left elbow. Jimenez inside the paint. Ball turned, stolen. Fast break, going in for the layup. And off, no good. Making the steal was Kenzora. She'll be at the free throw line.
Foul's going to be on Grace Cottle. That's going to be her first of the quarter for the Wolves, and that will put the Dragons to the line for two.
Avani Kenzora at the line, shooting two shots. The first one is up, and it is off. Hit the back of the iron and bounced off of there for it. Substitutes early here coming into the ballgame. Checking in for Mid-Buchanan are Lindy Eaton and Devin Admire, some of the same names we saw in that boys' game a minute ago. Kenzora at the line, ready for her second free throw attempt. It's on the way. It's up. It's good. She got that one. Made one out of two. Her first point of the night. And it's 5-0. Dragons on top. As the Wolves come into forecourt, Nordhausen with the dribble. Rainey Nordhausen. Here's a steal. Fast break. Driving in. Layup up and good. Making the steal. Violet Dillman. Dillman with the steal on the lay-in. Timeout taken. It's a 30. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sure-Ag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of feeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Sure-Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Well, we've only played less than a minute and a half, and Mid-Buchanan has jumped out to a quick 7-0 lead here, Dylan. With the ball, down court, come the Wolves. They feed it across the left side of the lane. No chance for a shot. Baseline jump shot right side is up short off the front of the rim. Ball's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be turned over to the Dragons. 5:27 to go now, first quarter. This is our third of four big games we have for you tonight here on Sunny. All right, here come the Dragons into forecourt across the timeline. Pass goes to the left wing, Flynn with the ball. Holding it for a moment. There's a long three on the way up and good from the left side by Ken Zora. That was a three, wasn't it?
Yes. That was a three, yep.
Ken Zora got the three from the left wing. Now the other direction comes Grace Cottle. Cottle tries an underhanded scoop layup. Got mugged a little bit under there, but no whistle. Fast break the other direction. With it is Dillman. Dillman feeds it inside the paint. Ken Zora. Ken Zora goes to the left elbow. Eaton back around to come to the right wing. Baseline underneath in heavy traffic. No chance for a shot. Tied up under there. They kick it back to the left wing. A three is on the way. Up and off. No good. A rebound and a follow shot. Put back up and good. If the ponytail will swing around here.
That was Devin Admire, number 25, the freshman.
Admire got the two. Fast break the other way. Shot off the glass up. Won't go. Whistle and a foul. That was Braylon Weber that tried to launch that shot and got fouled. Weber's going to be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
Foul's going to be on Maya Dillman. That'll be her first of the quarter as well for the Dragons.
All right. Weber at the line shooting two. First one is up and good. She banked it off the glass. They all count the same, whether they go in nothing but nylon or if they rattle around a little, as long as it gets down. She'll have another shot coming here. Second shot coming up for Weber. She's a sophomore. Braylon Weber. It's on the way up, and this one hits the back of the rim and won't go. And the rebound is taken down by Tatum Moss. Moss gets the outlet pass to Christensen. We got a lot of subs in here already for Mid-Buchanan. A cross-court pass, Eaton. Eaton feeds it underneath, driving to the hoop. Shot off the glass up and good by Tatum Moss. Moss has 4 points in the ballgame. It's 14-1. Mid-Buchanan jumping out to the early lead. Here the ball is slapped away across the way, touching it last. Lindy Eaton, so it'll stay with East Atchison. The Wolves with the basketball into Simp. Simp across the timeline. Top of the key, bounce pass to Cottle. That's Grace Cottle on the dribble. Cottle to the left wing. Comes across, gets it into the hands of her teammate. The ball was loose for a moment, then picked up deep on the baseline left side by Weber. Cross-court pass stolen away. Here come the Mid-Buchanan Dragons on the attack. Right wing, long three from the right elbow off the glass. No good. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Tatum Moss. Moss has 6 points in the ballgame. Bounce pass, inbounds comes into Briley Simp. Simp across the timeline, forward to Weber. Weber had it knocked away from her. The ball's going to be grabbed up loose. Here come the Dragons quickly down court. Ken Zora on the left side of the lane gives it out to her teammate for a long three that's up and good. Nailing the three is Tatum Moss. Moss has got the hot hand. She has 9 points here of the 19 on the board for Mid-Buchanan. A cross-court pass trying to save it from going out of bounds with Grace Cottle. It got away. Here come the subs. All right. East Atchison. Brianna Brenna Kingery's in. Jimenez back onto the floor. Let's see who we've got checking in here for Mid-Buchanan. We got subs in. This is Chloe Christensen is into the lineup. On the Lindy Eaton on the dribble. Eaton feeds it into the paint. Turnaround shot up and good. Haley Jolly just got into the lineup seconds ago, the freshman. They gave her the ball at the free throw line, and it seems like she surprised herself with that shot. Turned around, put it up, and dropped it. My goodness, all of a sudden, 21-1. If you can, 2:33 to go here in the first quarter. Here's a three that's launched up and off, no good. People slap around at the ball. Rebound comes down to the Wolves, back around the horn to the left wing with it, into the hands of Grace Cottle. Cottle will try and reset the offense. Cottle to the left wing. comes across with her pass to Weber. Right back it goes to Cottle. Cottle being double-teamed there momentarily. Dribbles away from her. A lot of contact. Cottle dribbles between defenders. Goes in with a little floater. Couldn't get it. Tried to save it from going out of bounds, but it'll go over to the Dragons. Rainey Nordhausen back into the lineup. Nordhausen in now, replacing Braylon Weber. Weber comes out. We got a lot of freshmen and sophomores seeing varsity time here tonight. 21-1 is our score. East Atchison trailing Mid-Buchanan. Dragons down court with the ball. Avery Meyer on the right elbow. Meyer passes around the horn to the left wing. That's Chloe Christensen handling the ball. Down deep corner left side. Three is on the way. No. Rebound. Try for follow shot. Tip safe from going out of bounds. Grabbing up the loose basketball is Nordhausen. Nordhausen hands it off to Cottle, and Cottle will bring the ball up the court with a minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Cottle, top of the key, dribbles between the rings. Man-to-man defense here by the Dragons, and they're really dealing fits to this offense. Cottle gets in trouble and gets tied up. Might have a reach-in foul called here on the Dragons, I believe.
We are going to get number 10, Avery Meyer. That's going to be her first. Second of the quarter for the Dragons, and it'll be an underneath out-of-bounds throw-in for the Wolves.
Right, on the baseline is Nordhausen. She'll toss it in. Off the bench now comes Myla Flynn. Flynn back into the lineup. She will replace Tatum Moss for the Dragons. Waiting for the inbound pass to the corner. Lots of traffic. Oh, looked like she dribbled out of bounds there, but came up with the basketball. And we're going to have traveling is going to be called on Riley Sims. 1:11 to go here in the first quarter. 21-1. Mitt Buchanan up by 20 points here in the first quarter. Here come the Mitt Buchanan girls on the attack. They are the Dragons on the left wing. They pass around top of the circle, right side, Meyer. Lob pass into traffic. Back to Meyer it comes. People falling down in the paint. Bodies all over the floor. Meyer works around to the left side. That's Kowalowicz. Now back top again to Flynn. Flynn can't get a look at it. Down to 44 seconds to go in the quarter. Right side is Meyer. Meyer bounce pass underneath. Kicks it out to the corner. Open look long two. Short off the rim. There was a rebound. Zoe Madron. Madron comes down with the basketball. And we've got a whistle and a foul.
Much better job of rebounding there for the Wolves. That foul is going to be on number 14. That's Myla Flynn. That's her first, third of the quarter for the Dragons.
Half a minute to go here in the first quarter. 21-1 your score. East Atchison with the basketball. Simp kicks it to the corner. Here's a three from, no, a long two from the right side. It's a two by Zoe Madrid. And that is the first field goal of the ball game for East Atchison. 12 seconds to go here in the quarter. Dragons basketball. Inside the paint. Gets to the right corner. They look down deep baseline. No shot there. A cross-court pass to the left corner. Now to the top left wing for three. Off, no good. After one quarter, Mid-Buchanan leading East Atchison 21-3. We'll take a one-minute timeout right after this on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
At BTC Bank, banking is more than just numbers. It's about our local community. Since 1919, we've been investing in and giving back to the places we live and work while striving to provide the best financial products and services possible. If you're looking for a bank that truly cares, join the BTC Bank family. Stop by your local branch today or call us at 660-425-7285 to learn more. BTC Bank, member FDIC.
BTC Bank.
Sunny 101.3.
21-3, Mid-Buchanan up. We move to second quarter action. Here with your play-by-play is Dylan Hendricks.
Wolves receive the ball out of the timeout. They bring it across the timeline and quickly stolen by the Dragons. That is Avery Meyer. Meyer going to take it the length of the floor. She's blocked. Rebound up, no good. Another rebound for the Dragons, and they'll pull it back out and set things up. Driving down through the lane, and another missed layup there for Maya Dillman, but the rebound and the basket is good. That one for the Dragons is going to be Myla Flynn. So Flynn's fourth point of the game. She'll go to the line to shoot one.
Foul on Rainey Nordhausen. That is her first team foul, number one of the quarter.
So Myla Flynn, 4 points to the line, looking for her fifth point. It's 23-3. Dragons lead the Wolves here. 7:37. Early goings of the second quarter. Flynn's free throw is up, and that's going to be no good. Rebound to the Wolves. Mid-Buchanan with the pressure. They're going to pull it back, and Wolves are going to slowly bring it up the court here. Grace Cottle hands it off to Riley Simp. Ball swings back around to Jimenez. Jimenez inside, back to Cottle, and Cottle's going to pull it out. Top of the key. Back to Cottle. She'll pull it out near the timeline again. 7:09 left here in the second quarter. 23-3 is the Dragon lead. Cottle drives around the left side. She's going to put it up, and we're going to have a foul. Cottle will go to the line shooting two. Looks like Myla Flynn there on the foul.
She'll be called for the personal. That's her second personal. Team foul number one of the quarter.
So great job there by Cottle. She took it from near the timeline around the left side and just beat all the Dragon defenders to the basket.
Here's Devin Admire checking into the lineup now for the Buchanan.
Cottle's first free throw up and good. Be the first point of the quarter here for the Wolves. Ball to Cottle, and she'll have her second. Second free throw up and also good. And that'll make the score 23-5. Dragons quickly across the timeline down to Avery Meyer. Up top of the key, three. Tatum Moss, no good. Rebound to the Wolves. Meyer takes it right away. And the shot inside, no good. That was Devin Admire. Wolves with the rebound, and they'll have the basketball coming up. Cottle going to slowly bring it up and across the timeline. 6:36 to go here in the second quarter. And have an over and back call. Cottle crossed the line and got a little bump there. Not enough for a foul, and she went back across half court. So
6:32 to play here in the second quarter. 23-5, Mid-Buchanan on top.
Ball will go back to the Dragons. Dragons quickly inside. That's number 15, Bonnie Kinzora. Swings it around the key. Down inside to number 25. That is Devin Admire. She misses, but gets her own rebound. Dragon's going to set it back up. Free throw line jumper up and good for Vonnie Kinzora. Kinzora's sixth point of the game and a 25-5 Dragon lead. Cottle has the ball out near the timeline for the Wolves. Swings it to Riley Simp. Simp drives in. Shot up. No good. Rebound Dragon. And they're going to come quickly back the other way. This Dragon team loves to run the court. Out on the left wing, Bunny Kinzora. Kinzora with the ball, looks inside, nothing there. Takes a couple dribbles. Over to Avery Meyer. Meyer, three on the way. No good. Rebound, Wolves. And taken away. No, we're going to have a foul. So, look like maybe a steal there, but we're going to have a foul on the Dragons.
It'll be on Myla Dillman. Dillman's second personal, team foul number two of the quarter.
Checking in for the Wolves, Tegan Taylor and Braylon Weber. Both of them saw a little bit of action here in the first quarter. Cottle bringing it up across the timeline for the Wolves. Out on the left corner, that is Tegan Taylor. Taylor dribbles it down and loses it out of bounds. So quick turnover, back to the Dragons here. 5:19 remaining, 25-5 is the Dragon lead. Second quarter action from the Mound City Basketball Invite and Mound City, Missouri. Dragons with the ball. Inside is number 23, Tatum Moss. Moss shot up, no good. Rebound for for Rainey Nordhausen. Ball back to East Atchison. So the Wolves doing a little bit better job on the defensive glass here in the second half. That's one area where they got hurt in the first quarter. Steal from the Dragons as they cross the timeline. They tried to go quickly up the floor, tipped out of bounds. The ball will stay with Mid-Buchanan.
Keegan Taylor did a good job getting a hand up and swatting that ball away. It went out of bounds off of her, but she prevented the lay-in.
Lindy Eaton checks in. She'll throw it in. Tosses it up to Devin Admire. Admire inside. She looks across for Tatum Moss. Moss collects the tip ball. Three now on the way from Avani Kenzora. That's good from the right wing. Three-pointer, Kenzora. That'll be her ninth point on the night. And Cottle brings it back up the floor for East Atchison. Taylor on the left wing. She looks inside. Finds Riley Simp. Simp shot up. No good. Rebound being fought for and brought down by Weber. Weber out to the wing. Three-pointer on the way. Also no good for Nordhausen. And the rebound possession back to Mid-Buchanan. Dragons across the timeline. Long three on the way for the Dragons. No good. That was Lindy Eaton. Rebound to East Atchison. And they'll bring it up. Cottle with the ball on the left wing. She'll dribble back up near the timeline. Brings it back left. Going to drive all the way in again. Shot up off the glass. No good. Rebound, Admire. Admire and the Dragons on the attack again. 28-5 lead for the Dragons. Inside, that's Moss. Moss back out. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor. 3:32 remains. 28-5 is the Dragon lead. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
This is Sunny 101.3.
3:32 left to play in the second quarter here at Mound City. 28-5 our score. The Mid-Buchanan girls leading East Atchison. I'm Randy Gatula, seated tonight alongside Dylan Henricks. Dylan, take her away, my friend.
It'll be a Dragons basketball out of the timeout here. 28-foot line on the side. Throwing it in is Tatum Moss. She'll get it in to Kenzora. Kenzora brings it to the top of the key and sets up the offense for the Dragons. Kenzora looks inside. Good ball movement here for the Dragons. Shot up on the drive-in end. Good. That will be Lindy Eaton. That'll be her first two of the game and give the Dragons a 30-5 advantage. Cottle across the timeline for the Wolves now. She has the ball tipped away, and that'll go out of bounds. It'll stay with East Atchison. 3:09 remains here in the first half. A 30-5 lead. Mid-Buchanan over East Atchison. Mound City Basketball Invitational. Three-pointer on the way for the Wolves. No good. Off the side of the glass, that was Keegan Taylor. Go out of bounds, give the ball back to the Dragons, and checking in for the Dragons will be number three, Maya Dillman. Dillman going to bring it up. Cross the timeline here as we fall under 3 minutes remaining in the half. Dillman with the ball, top of the key. With a Meyer. Good ball movement back to Dillman. Dillman driving in. Layup no good. No foul call either. Ball will go back to the Wolves on the rebound. And Cottle quickly across the timeline. She cuts back for a three. Long three on the way. No good. Didn't catch anything. Ball's going to be tipped around. And they're going to say it's off of Mid-Buchanan. The entire Wolves team was running back like that was not their ball. So it'll stay here with East Atchison.
Discombobulated.
Got to wait for the team to get back to the other end of the court now.
They were going back to set up on defense.
Kingery throwing it in. She throws it in. It's tipped, and there's going to be a throw-in violation She did not get 2 feet in before she touched the ball after throwing it in. So it'll be a turnover and back to the Dragons. After all that and running back down to the end of the court, a quick turnover on the throw-in, and ball's back to Maya Dillman, who brings it across the timeline. Dragons working against that 2-3 zone. Dillman, cross-court pass, finds Eaton. Eaton back to Dillman. And Dillman will set up the offense. Top of the key, Dillman drives in. Left wing, Eaton. Eaton looks inside for Dillman. Dillman, double team, she has to get rid of it. Three on the way from Tatum Moss from the right corner, and that'll be good. Tatum Moss with another three. She's got 12 here in the first half. So good half so far from Tatum Moss. Wolves with the ball. Shot up no good from the left block. That was Zoe Madren. And Buchanan back across the court quickly. This Dragon team likes to run. Oh, good pass inside from Maya Dillman. Maya Dillman finds that Haley Jolly in there inside, and Jolly fouled. She'll go to the line for two.
Reseda Jimenez called for the personal. That is her first team foul, number two of the period.
So Maya Dillman caught that ball on the left wing, drove in, and a nice little pass to Haley Jolly. Jolly fouled, wasn't able to make it. She goes to the line for two. First one's up and good off the glass. Have a couple subs checking in here for the Wolves and the Dragon.
1:34 to play here in the first half. 34-5 is our score. Ed Buchanan with the big lead on East Atchison.
Jolly, second free throw up, no good. Rebound's going to go to the Wolves. And the ball's going to be tipped away. Up in good on the layup is Maya Dillman off the turnover. She gets her fourth point of the game. And it's a 36-5 lead here for the Dragon. Cottle across the timeline. She dribbles over to the left wing. Great defense by Dillman out on the perimeter. And Cottle's going to lose it back behind. And they're going to call an over and back violation. And that ball will go back to the Dragon.
Really good-looking pressuring defense there by Myla Dillman. She knew she had her out there close to the midcourt line and got the turnover out of it.
Quickly down the other way for the Dragons. Shot up and good from the right block. That's Myla Flynn. That'll be her sixth point of the game. And a 38-5 Dragon lead.
Two Mylas out there. That seems unusual, doesn't it? Myla Dillman, Myla Flynn.
Three-pointer back the other way, doesn't catch anything. That ball's going to go out of bounds. That was Keegan Taylor on the shot. Didn't get the rim. Goes out of bounds. Rebound or ball back to the Dragons, and checking in for the Dragons is number 32, Emily Kovalevitz. And here come the Dragons again. 43 seconds remaining in the half. Maya Dillman, right wing, Kenzora, and the Dragons looking to maybe just pass it around here, look for that last shot of the quarter, not attacking as much as we saw early in the quarter and throughout most of the first half. Dillman's got the ball way back at the volleyball attack line, so quite far back, and she's just kind of hanging out around the perimeter. 15 seconds left in the half, so Dragons probably going to take the last shot here. They look inside now. That's Myla Flynn. Flynn up shot up no good. Ball's on the ground. We're going to have a fight for it. We're going to have a jump ball, and possession's going to stay with the Dragons. 3.9 seconds remaining in the second quarter. So the Dragons were looking for the last shot. They took one, and they'll get one more look at it here. Here's the throw-in out on the perimeter. No shot yet. Now there's a shot up. No good. That was Avani Kenzora. Kenzora misses the shot, and that will take us into the halftime break. So we hit halftime here in Mound City. 38-5 is the Mid-Buchanan lead over the East Atchison Wolves. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout, and we'll be right back. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Hello, everyone. This is Natalia, a health navigator at Community Medical Center. Medicare open enrollment is happening now through December 7th. It's the perfect time to review your plan and make sure your coverage still fits your needs. If you'd like help understanding your options or setting up a plan review, call Community Medical Center 402-245-6739 to schedule a time. Community Medical Center, amazing people, exceptional care.
Sure-Ag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Sure-Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, we welcome you back inside Mound City High School on a very cool December evening here in Northwest Missouri. It's time now for our halftime scoring recap being presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from death. You're invited to find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, first half scoring in this one for East Atchison, 5 points on the board as a team, 2 points for Zoe Madren, 2 points for Grace Cottle, and Braylon Weber added 1 on 1 out of 2 from the line. From the free throw line, East Atchison made 3 out of 4 in that first half. For the Dragons of Mid-Buchanan, they're led at halftime by Tatum Moss. Tatum has 12 points in the ballgame. Avani Kenzora with 9 at halftime. Adding 6 is Myla Flynn. 4 points for Myla Dillman. With 3 is Haley Jolly. And then 2 points each for Devin Admire and Lindy Eaton. That adds up to 38 for Mid-Buchanan. The Dragons went 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. East Atchison hit 3 out of 4. If you weren't tuned in earlier this evening, we had a couple earlier ball games in the 4:30 contest on the girls' side. It was the Rockport Blue Jays defeating South Holt by a final score of 64-19. Our second broadcast of the afternoon and evening saw Mid-Buchanan's Dragons defeating East Atchison 74-64. Mound City fans, don't go away. We've got Mound City basketball coming up. The boys will be taking on Bishop LeBlanc. That will be our nightcap coming up later tonight here from the Mound City Tournament. Right now, once again, we're going to send it back to the Sunny 101.3 studios. 2 minutes of important sponsor information, update on the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes from our sponsors, and then we'll be back with third quarter action right here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At BTC Bank, banking is more than just numbers. It's about our local community. Since 1919, we've been investing in and giving back to the places we live and work while striving to provide the best financial products and services possible. If you're looking for a bank that truly cares, join the BTC Bank family. Stop by your local branch today or call us at 660-425-7285 to learn more. BTC Bank, member FDIC.
BTC Bank.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season. The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport, and Mound City, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Hello, everyone. This is Natalia, a health navigator at Community Medical Center. Medicare open enrollment is happening now through December 7th. It's the perfect time to review your plan and make sure your coverage still fits your needs. If you'd like help understanding your options or setting up a plan review, call Community Medical Center 402-245-6739 to schedule a time. Community Medical Center, amazing people, exceptional care.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Laura Lockwood with your weather for the tri-state area. Fairly quiet weather as we head through our forecast. Through the rest of the work week and through our weekend, we'll see a few clouds from time to time, change in temperatures, but only a little chance of seeing some light snow early on Wednesday. Otherwise, looking very dry throughout the area. Taking a closer look at our forecast, we'll have increasing clouds tonight as we cool to a low near 25. Chance of snow early on Wednesday. Lots of clouds, high near 33, breezy winds. Wednesday night, clear to partly cloudy, a low near 0 degrees. Lots of sunshine for Thursday, high of 22. Thursday night, mainly clear, a low near 12. High of 35 on Friday, lots of sun. Friday night, becoming cloudy, a low near 20. High of 35 on Saturday, lots of clouds. Saturday night, mainly cloudy, a low near 16. Occasional sun on Sunday, with a high near 28 degrees. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on Sunny 101.3.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Dan's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Dan's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Life is all about growing. Growing a family and a farm. There are so many milestones to take pride in. From a new crop showing its first shoots, to a family buying their first home. Here to help you grow along with all your financial needs. That's Frontier Bank. For us, it's a privilege to serve you. And helping you grow is our whole reason for being. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny
101.3. Once again, we welcome you back to Mound City High School. Our live coverage of the 68th annual Mound City Invitational Tournament coming your way tonight here. Our presenting sponsor for this broadcast is Mead Lumber Company. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. Mead Lumber, building more than projects, building community.
We also want to thank some of our premier sponsors tonight for their support and our broadcast of the Mound City Basketball Tournament. Hiawatha Implement in Mound City and Hiawatha Shive Drainage in Oregon. Sure Ag of Forest City, Golden Triangle Energy of Craig, Missouri, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City, and BTC Bank, main location in Oregon for our broadcast, but they have locations throughout the state of Missouri.
Coming up after this, it'll be boys basketball, Mound City, and the Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles. The Fighting Golden Eagles have just come in and sat down in the stands here just to our right. Going to watch the second half of this girls' game. We're ready to move to third quarter action. 38-5, Mid Buchanan leading East Atchison. And the Wolves will have the basketball as we begin action. Grace Cottle on the dribble across the timeline. And she's being harassed by Avani Kenzora. Kenzora is going to get tagged for a personal here in the opening seconds, putting a little too much pressure on her. On Kenzora, her first personal, first team foul of the quarter. Inbound the pass, they toss it into Simp. Simp comes across once again to Cottle. Cottle down into the corner, baseline right side, Madrin. Madrin in traffic. There's a jump shot from the left side that's off the rim. Madrin with a follow shot, put that in, won't go. Ball tipped in, safe from going out of bounds. It's going to be grabbed up by Nordhausen. Now Nordhausen gets the ball down court to Jimenez inside the paint. Or check that underneath. Shot is up short off the front of the rim. That was Flynn, tried to put it up. Couldn't get it there. The ball is loose. Going to be grabbed up nicely on the baseline. They lob the pass in underneath again. Turnaround shot up. This time it's up and good by Myla Flynn. Flynn with 8 points now in the ballgame. She got that one down. Grace Cottle on the dribble. Being picked up defensively by Kenzora. Kenzora runs step for step with her. Cottle in the paint. Little floaters up off the rim. No. Pulling down the rebound is Tatum Moss. Moss with the outlet pass. Quickly the other direction. Down court come the Dragons. Here's a three from the top of the key. Right side, bingo. Boy, that was up and down in a hurry. Tatum Moss hit the three. She's got 15 now for the Dragons. 6:43 to play third quarter. 43-5 now. Mid Buchanan dominating this one. With the ball under the baskets are the Wolves. East Atchison. Cottle beats to the corner. Baseline right side, Madrin. Madrin. Looking inside, lobs it into Nordhausen. Nordhausen tries to go up with a shot, can't get it. Ball is tipped around, and the rebound is pulled down. Coming out on the dribble with it, Kenzora. Kenzora to the right side, a long three that's off the rim. That one launched by Dillman. Dillman couldn't get it. Rebound comes back up to Kenzora. Kenzora to the left elbow, thinking about the three, was Moss. Moss feeds it inside. The ball is going to be stolen away with the steal, the sip. Now whistle, the ball tipped out of bounds, and it'll belong to East Atchison.
Surprise, Moss didn't shoot that. She's got a smooth stroke. Three threes on the game so far. 6 minutes left to go in the third quarter. It's a 43-5 Mid Buchanan lead.
All right, Grace Cottle works it across the timeline. Comes into forecourt, goes down inside the lane, kicks it out to the right side to Madrin. Ball is ripped away. Everybody on the floor after it. A held ball is called, and the possession arrow will, I believe, favor the Dragons. Can't really see. Well, I can kind of see the arrow down here by the scorebook. We're located high atop the midcourt here, right behind the official scorer's table. Great place to watch basketball, to broadcast basketball. Into forecourt come the Dragons, working to the baseline. Left side with it is Dillman. Myla Dillman kicks it back up to Kenzora. Kenzora, it's a three. Kenzora now with 12 points in the basketball game for the Mid-Buchanan girls. Down court, trying to set something up here offensively. Come the Wolves now on the right side. They go across with it, Nordhausen. Nordhausen up top to Cottle to the near side. This is Jimenez with the ball. Deep corner right side, Madrin. Madrin can't get a look at it, and they come right back out to Cottle. Hey, this is a tough defense to crack here, Mid Buchanan. Really difficult to penetrate. Driving in is Cottle for a layup. It's off the mark. And pulling down the rebound underneath is Jimenez. Here's a three from the right side. Bank shot off the glass, up and good by Madrin. Zoe Madrin banked that one from way out here on the right elbow off the glass and put it down. Quickly the other direction. Here's a long three. It's up and good. Answering quickly is Avery Meyer. Meyer with a three of her own pushes the score to 49-8 now. Here comes a whole stack of subs. Five new ball players checking in.
That was a first field goal since the first quarter for the East Atchison Wolves. So
only two field goals in the ball game. But, oh, we've got a timeout taken now. They've called a timeout, so we'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Mount City. I'm Randy Gatula, Ellen Hendricks seated alongside Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer in charge of tonight's production of high school sports here on Sunny 101.3. 49-8 is our score. Mid-Buchanan with a lopsided lead here right now over East Atchison. Really haven't had a tight game yet tonight, but the ball will belong to the Wolves of East Atchison. They will inbound the pass, toss it in to Grace Cottle. Cottle will set the offense here now for the Wolves. Comes across the timeline, being pressured defensively by Lindy Eaton. Eaton is all over Cottle. Cottle gets rid of the basketball, off to her teammate on the left side. Nowhere for Taylor to go with it over there. That's Riley Simp. They feed it underneath inside in traffic. Kicks it back out. Long three from the corners off the rim. And the rebound pulled down by Tatum Moss. Moss with the downcourt pass. They feed it. The ball is stolen. Right back the other way. Here come the Wolves going in for the driving layup. Wouldn't go. Had a great steal there. Tegan Taylor just couldn't finish on it. And the rebound comes down again to the Dragons. The Dragons will set their offense. They put it inside the traffic to Admire. Back around the horn. Here's a long three left wing off the rim. That shot put up by Eaton. Lindy Eaton couldn't connect. Now they feed it inside the paint. Holding the ball high above the head. There's Admire. Shot from the corner right side. Doesn't go. Rebound Tegan Taylor. Tegan Taylor out. That pass goes to Grace Cottle. Clock down to 3:20 to play. Here in the third quarter, 49-8. Jump shot. Left side up and good. Nice shot. That was who got that one?
Nordhausen.
Nordhausen. All right. Nordhausen with a two from in the corner. Only the third field goal of the night here. 3 minutes to play in the period. Around the horn it comes. There's a long three launched from the left wing. Put up by Eaton. That didn't go. Rebound. Wolves. Grace Cottle driving layup. Got it off the glass. Nice move. Grace Cottle very aggressive on that one. Put it off the glass and dropped it in. 49-12 your score. A cross-court skip pass to the near side to Lindy Eaton. Eaton feeds it inside the paint, driving lay-in up off the glass and good. Putting that one down there for the Dragons was
Admire.
Admire or Moss? That was Admire?
That was Admire.
Okay. Can't even... Oh, there she
is. Freshman.
Yeah, got Admire on that one. That's 25, not 23. Okay. With the ball is Grace Cottle. Cottle feeds it across to her Simp, her teammate. They try to go to the corner baseline left side. Ball players end up in among the cheerleaders down here in the corner. We're down to 2:09 to go in the quarter. Got a foul call here.
Foul's going to be on number 22, Chloe Christensen. That's her first. Will be just the second foul of the quarter here for the Dragons.
All right. Basketball is going to belong to the Wolves. They'll play it in under their own basket. Put it up to the top of the key. Kingery handling the ball now. Cottle pulls up for a three that's off the iron. Kingery gets the rebound. Kingery, outlet pass to Taylor. Oh, that's going to be over and back. I think just for a moment there, Weber was wanting to go the other direction with the basketball.
I think she thought they were
came
going the other way.
And got a bit confused there and went across the midcourt line with it. It'll turn it over. Well, probably the last time she was in, they were going that way is what happens. You come off the bench, that can sometimes happen to you. And there's a pass underneath, trying to put the shot up on the baseline under the basket was Lindy Eaton, but the ball was swatted away from her. Going to get a foul called here.
Foul will go on Braylon Weber. That'll be her first of that quarter for the Wolves. And going to the line for two or the Dragon.
This is, first shot is up and good. Ooh, we got it to the line. I can't read the number with the hair here. That may be Eaton? No. She made the first one. Try and pick up that number when she turns away here. Big ponytail. Second one is up and off. No good. Battle for the rebound. That's 35. That was Jolly made one and missed one.
Janica Steele. We have 235.
Oh, okay.
Steele.
That's, how do you know which one it is?
She hasn't played yet. That was her first action. So she did get her first point for the day.
We have a driving layup at the other end by Grace Cottle. The shot is up and good, and she is fouled. Cottle will be at the line. where she'll have the and one coming her way. Who's that one on? Christensen? I believe that's her second. Cottle's free throw is up and good. Cottle gets the and one on Christensen. That's her second personal, third team foul of the quarter. In traffic, ball is tipped around, coming up with the steal. Brenna Kingery. Kingery got the steal there for the Wolves. Gives it up to Cottle. Grace Cottle brings the ball down court, pushes it to the corner left side. Jump shot is partially blocked away, got her own rebound. Back up to the top of the circle. They feed it to the right side into Kingery. Kingery goes underneath with it. Turnaround shot is put up by Taylor. Tegan Taylor couldn't get the shot, but she's fouled. And Taylor will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
Foul's going to go on number 32, Emily Kwolowicz. That is her first, fourth of the quarter here for the Dragon.
All right. At the line, Tegan Taylor. Shot is up and good. That is Taylor, right? Yes, Taylor got that one. Okay. Gotcha. Which one is wearing 34? Sequel?
Sequel.
Okay. Shot is up and good for Taylor. Taylor got them both. Makes it 52-17 now with 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Down court come the Dragons of Mid-Buchanan. Mid-Buck with the ball on the left side, dribbling in. Baseline shot is up and off, no good. With the rebound there was Rainey Nordhausen. I think Nordhausen may have stepped on the baseline. Substitute in Zoe Madren back into the lineup. Madren in replacing Nordhausen now for East Atchison. Inbounding the pass, Emily Kowalowicz. Emily tosses it inbounds. Here's a long three from the left wing that's up and off. No good. Ball is tipped out of bounds by Jolly, I believe. So it'll belong now to East Atchison. So we've got a 35 and a 34 out there. Two 35s on the program. There's a shot from the left wing that doesn't go. And they come down with a rebound, give the outlet pass across to Kowalowicz. Now across the timeline with the dribble is Eaton. Lob pass at the free throw line. It comes back to Eaton around the horn to the left elbow. Long three up and off, no good. Rebound try for putback won't go. Battle for the rebound underneath and a whistle and the held ball is going to be called with just 14 and a half seconds to go here in the third quarter. 52-17 is your score, Mid-Buchanan. With a big, big lead here over East Atchison. Down court comes Grace Cottle on the dribble. She's got 7 seconds left with which to work from the corner. There's a long three, corner left side. Shooter gets knocked to the floor, no whistle. There's the buzzer. After three quarters, Mid-Buchanan up 52-17. We'll step aside for 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's Jerky, Snack Sticks, Brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back to Mound City, Missouri, 52-17 after three quarters. Mid-Buchanan leading the East Atchison girls. And here with your fourth quarter, a play-by-play once again is Dylan Hendricks.
It'll be Dragon basketball coming out here in the fourth quarter. Eaton to throw it in. She'll get the ball in to Kenzora and Kenzora. We'll bring it up. Eaton, quick three from the right wing, no good. Rebound Wolves, and they'll take it back the other way. Bringing the ball up will be Grace Cottle. So Cottle crosses the timeline, Wolves looking for a nice offensive performance here in the fourth quarter like they had in the third. A steal there, though, for the Dragons. Go the length of the floor, and ball bounces around there. Kenzora had the ball on the steal. Jump stop, lost it, and then turned it over.
Yeah, she got it back, and then she got shoved and ended up being called for traveling. Obani says, sometimes life's just not fair.
So, ball back to the Wolves. Cottle crosses the timeline. Grace Cottle passes off to Jimenez. Jimenez inside, shot no good. Rebound Wolves. Long three on the way for East Atchison, no good. And ball will go back to the Dragons. Great ball movement for the Dragons. Their pass inside, basket up, and good for Myla Flynn off the assist from Devin Admire. So great ball movement there. Got it to Admire at the free throw line, down to Flynn, and layup's good.
Flynn now in double figures. She has 10 points in the ball game.
The Wolves back with the ball. Caught a long three from the right wing, no good. Rebound, Mitt Buchanan. Great. Running the floor. Missed layup there for Flynn. Ball back to the Wolves. The Wolves trying to push the pace a little bit, and we're going to have an out-of-bounds just a little bit too fast there for East Atchison. They turn the ball back over. That was Zoe Matron checking in for the Dragons. It's number 35, Haley Jolly. And the Dragons will bring the ball back up the floor. 54-17 is the Dragon lead. Mid-Buchanan leads. East Atchison. Mound City Invitational. Ball inside for the Dragons. Shot up. No good for Jolly. Rebound's going to go to East Atchison. And back the other way is Cottle. Quickly up the floor to Nordhausen. Nordhausen with a three. That shot's no good. Rebound inside to Admire. Admire's going to be fouled. And it will be Dragon basketball.
I think that foul is going to go on Bailey Simp. Simp's first personal team foul number one of the quarter.
So running clock here in the fourth quarter with the 54-17 Dragon lead. Kenzora bringing it up. She crosses the timeline. East Atchison in their 2-3 zone. Dragon's going to pass the ball around the perimeter back to Kenzora. Kenzora left wing. That's Eaton. Eaton had the ball tipped away back near the timeline. She recovers it. Now inside, Admire. Back to Kenzora. Kenzora, corner two, long two on the way, no good for Chloe Christensen. Eaton, though, gets the rebound, and she...
Yeah, Eaton got the putback.
Had the putback for her fourth point of the game. 56-17, Dragons lead. Here in the fourth quarter, East Atchison with the ball, right wing Jimenez. Left wing now Cottle. Cottle brings it back out. She's going to try to set up the offense here. That Mitt Buchanan pressure man-to-man defense. They play that man-to-man all the way out near the timeline. Three on the way from the left wing, no good for Madren. Rebound to Admire. Rebound to Admire. And Dragons back the other way. Inside now. And back to Admire. Free throw line jumper's no good. Rebound and putback try is going to be no good for Chloe Christensen, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two.
Foul's going to be on Zoe Madren. On Madren, that is her first personal team foul number two of the quarter.
So Christensen was in the left or right corner, came down, got the rebound. Putback was blocked, but she was fouled. First free throw up, no good.
Who you got at the line there, Dylan?
That is Chloe Christensen for the Dragon, number 22.
I'm going to request a change in hairstyles in Northwest Missouri here. Long ponytails just don't cut it.
Second free throw up and good for Christensen. Number of subs here for both teams, and we'll probably see that through the remainder of this quarter as East Atchison brings it back up the other way. Weber out on the wing. She has it. Back out and a long three on the way for Simp. Simp no good. Ball batted around. It'll end up in Dragon possession. And across the timeline for the Dragons is, I believe, Christensen. Christensen passes off left wing. She gets the ball back at the top of the key. Now Admire, free throw line jumper up. No good. Rebound to East Atchison, but it's going to be tipped away off of Braylon Weber's knee, and the ball will stay
and on Mid Buchanan side.
You notice it doesn't matter if it's a top five or the next five or the next five, the same pressuring in your face, in your pocket, hair on fire defense is every possession out here for Mid Buchanan.
And they started off the game in a press. No press now, of course, in the fourth quarter with a big lead, but still, once they cross the timeline, strong defense. Mid Buchanan with the basketball on offense, though, right now. Right wing with it is Haley Jolly. Jolly back up top of the key. Now, nice pass inside. Shot up no good for Stiekel. But that was all set up by a nice bounce pass inside for Chloe Christensen. Stiekel will go to the line, shoot two.
Foul's going to be on Braylon Weber. On Weber, her second personal team foul, number three of the quarter on East Atchison.
Stiekel's first free throw up in good. She's got 2 points, both on free throws, both here in the second half. Looking for her third point of the game on this free throw. That shot's up and no good off the backboard, but an offensive rebound. Dragons retain possession. Now shot up, no good. Stiekel gets the rebound. Her shot, no good. And the Dragons, another offensive board. Admire down to Stiekel. Stiekel going to back her way in. Now back to Admire. Admire, right block shot up. That one is good. So Kevin Admire, a two-point basket on four offensive rebounds on that possession after the missed free throw. East Atchison back the other way. Left corner jumper, no good. Ball will go back to the Dragons. 60-17 is the Mid-Buchanan lead here as we drop under 1 minute to play in the third of four games today in the Mound City Invitational. Mid-Buchanan, ball out of bounds. It'll go back to East Atchison. Clock running, 45 seconds remaining. The Dragons looking to start 1-0 here in Mound City. East Atchison will fall to 0-1 here in the tournament. Ball, left block, shot no good. That was blocked. That was Bradley's team on the layup attempt. But Admire, in her big, long frame, able to get the block there. So the Dragons, 16 seconds left, just kind of passing it around the perimeter here, not really looking to attack as we drop under 10. Inside now, the Stiekel. Stiekel kicks it back out, and a three attempt is up no good for Haley Jolly, and that'll do it for this third game here in Mound City. 60-17 is our final. Mid Buchanan takes down the East Atchison Wolves in girls action. Don't go away. We've got one more on tap. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We'll be right back and look at the final scoring from this one. We'll look at the what's to come in the next one. We're going to take a two-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Here at Frontier Bank, we make our loan decisions right here at the bank. With us, you don't have to wait for approval from an out-of-town loan committee. When you apply for a loan, you want an answer, not the runaround. Frontier Bank is a community bank. What does that mean to you? When it comes to loans, it means service, and serving you is what Frontier Bank is all about. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Welcome back to Mound City High School, where we just wrapped up the third of four games this evening. Still one more on tap tonight between Bishop LeBlanc and Mound City in boys' actions. Let's go ahead and recap our last game, though. The East Atchison ladies taking on the Mid-Buchanan ladies in the third game of the night. It was all Mid-Buchanan at halftime with a 38-5 lead. They go on to win 60-17. Is that final score. Full scoring for the East Atchison Wolves. Braylon Weber chipped in 1 point. The East Atchison ladies were led in scoring by Grace Cottle. Cottle was 7. Madrid had 5 and 2 each from Taylor and Nordhausen. Rounded out the scoring there. The Mid-Buchanan ladies, the Dragons, had 3 in double figures. Tatum Moss led the team with 15 points. 12 points for Avani Kenzora and Myla Flynn chipped in 10 as well. And then a host of other Dragon players scored throughout the game as well. Maya Doman with 4, 3 for Avery Meyer. Chloe Christensen had a free throw. She chipped in 1 point. Lindy Eaton, 4. 6 for Devin Admire, 3 for Haley Jolly, and 2 for Janica Siegel. And that rounded out the scoring for the Mid-Buchanan Dragons. They win that third game 60-17 over East Atchison. East Atchison with a pretty good third quarter, their best offensive output of the day in that third quarter. They scored 12, unable to score, though, in the fourth quarter with that running clock. And then for Mid-Buchanan, like I said, they took that halftime lead of 38-5 and never really looked back from there. So we are getting set now for our last game of the evening. Bishop LeBlanc going to take on Mound City in boys action here. They're getting all warmed up. We're getting the starters ready to go. We're going to take a quick 2-minute timeout. And we'll be right back on the other side of the break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.